Okay, everybody, this wasn't the episode I planned to record today, but I can't bring myself to record anything else, so we're going to talk about it, and I'll explain why next. Okay, in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about addiction and the challenges we suffer with it, and why it's kind of come to light. Now, I'm not going to mention any names, but there was a local guy around here. He was in his 60s, I believe. Just an absolute awesome human being. You know, you could see what he created. You know, he was in the football community, did a remarkable amount of stuff, created a competition that lasted over 25 years and it's still running. He did amazing craft work with his hands, real craft-based person. He had the dyslexic or ADHD ability that allowed him to explain the complex in such simple terms, and he had such a passion for life. Well, that's what we thought. But what he also had was a real struggle with addiction and alcohol. Now, many dyslexics, many people with ADHD suffer from addictions. You know, and this is not a topic I even like to ever talk about. I have talked about it in the past, but it's not my favorite topic because I myself feel like, well, I know. See, I can't even say it. Isn't that hard? How hard is that? I've had what I used to call an addictive personality, which is a bit of BS around what it actually was. And, you know, when you need something in your external world to calm your internal world because you can't do it innately, that is an addiction. Doesn't matter what it is, what label you want to put on it, what fancy words you can come up with in your dyslexic or your ADHD mind, it doesn't really matter. It's an addiction. And one of the biggest challenges we have is that we are sometimes terrible at asking for specific help. Now, you may be saying, but I'm listening to a podcast. It's about help. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. You know, we are great at listening intellectually to a lot of stuff. We're very, very good at that. You know, audiobook here, some of us try and read, you know, a bunch of stuff. We're listening, intellectual. But we don't always ask for actual help. You know, sometimes especially with our key problems, many of us, it takes a big push to break that barrier of just accepting that you can't do it or you can't help yourself. Maybe this came from childhood and we had to build resilience to get through the challenges we went through. You know, many of us were not diagnosed prior to 7, so we were dealing with people telling us we were wrong for a long time before even people realized. That early schooling years was challenging for many of us. Maybe it caused us to think we had to fight for ourselves. It was us against the world. Many of us think that if we have to ask for help, you know, what's left for us? You know, we were talking in the group the other day around what actually motivates us, growth, improvement. And it, to be honest, sometimes it's really the selfish growth, the growth that we feel we've created. That's where we're really super happy, isn't it? When we've really created change ourselves and created growth. And that's a massive thing for all of us. You know, half of us, praise washes off our shoulders, 9 times out of 10. Praise truly washes off our shoulders. We don't accept it sometimes. So many of us struggle to accept compliments. Many of us, you know, once we've got enough money to survive, it's not our driver. You know, a lot of these things that are drivers of the left brain mind, which are probably the more logical drivers, they don't drive us. They're not the things that make change in our lives. And I think because of that, because of so many different things, what I'm realizing is many of us have been playing for so long trying to live up to the left brain world's measures of success. And Vanessa told me that actually, and she said it really well, is that, you know, we're always fighting to live up to these left brain success measures, like I've got to make more money, or I've got to be this, I've got to be that, I've got to be this. And it is tiring. And it really is tiring, and you can sometimes feel like you just can't live up to it. And that's when things like addictions get fed. you know, something on the external world that gives your body that chemical, emotional feeling of okay, I'm happy. You know, alcohol turns off our brains. Many of us, very few of us are remarkably skilled at just having one drink. You know, we can go completely no drinks, or we can go a cup, you know, we can go all or nothing on many things. And that's what I find with my addictions. I'm either brilliant if I'm all in and I enjoy it, but I know it's not a long-term solution, or I'm completely out and I just don't do it. I abstain. And then I'm happier when I abstain for longer. It's just amazing though, isn't it? Like, you know, the reason I'm getting into this is this guy who is such an amazing creator, he touched so many lives. You know, he took his own life. And that's a hard thing to say, but this was someone I've known for 8-9 years. I wasn't close to him at all. I saw him at football. We said a few moments, but I had so much respect for someone who gave so much to a football community. He was an absolute legend in my eyes, and someone who is just such a beautiful human being. And I didn't understand who he was behind the scenes. I didn't understand the life he lived. But chatting to someone close to him, you hear some of the stories of how he was, his creativity, his emails that were a bit muddled up, his, you know, ability for craftsmanship, all this stuff. You know, I'll never know, we will never know if he was dyslexic or ADHD. We'll never know that, you know, and I'm not saying he was or he wasn't. But let's just say there were a huge amount of people in that age group that are not diagnosed, that don't understand it. The amount of people we're seeing come through our group that are only realizing who they are at 35 plus is just remarkable. And so this is really a shout out to everybody to say, hey, if you do have a problem with addiction, you know, if you do have something going through your life like that, don't be scared to talk about it. We are humans. We all have this shit happen. You know, and we can't always solve it. What you've got to sometimes remember is your internal perspective is different to how someone can see the solution outside of yourself. It's why you listen to this. I have a different perspective to you. And you can choose to take or leave whatever you want from my perspective, but it's still a different perspective. And if one of these podcasts over 20 gives you that little aha moment that can point your life in a different direction in a positive way, you know, that's what I'm looking for, and that's what you should be looking for. And it's the same with addiction. Get someone else's perspective. Someone else has solved it who's like us. You know, reach out to me, reach out to anyone, but don't, you know, just realize there is more to it than that. There is more people you could help. If you can help just one more person with one thing in their life, you're not done in this world. You know, you're just not done. That's my belief. Like, I can't fathom it because I believe that. But we've seen some of the most amazing creatives, amazing right-siders in the world. Look at Robin Williams. You look at the lead singer from Linkin Park. He was amazing. He had no lack of money, compliments, fame. Couldn't handle it because there was something else missing. You know, he just couldn't handle it because of that. And hey, you know, I'm not judging him because of that. But what I am saying is going forward, you know, that's not a way to go. And I wish I had all the answers, but I don't. But all I can say is, you know, we've built an epic community. Reach out to people. Talk to them. You know, we're all here for each other. The one thing about dyslexics is we will help anybody, you know, beyond ourselves. We're better at helping others than ourselves. You know, in business, you know, what I always say to people is two-way mentoring. Find someone to talk to who can see yourself from an external perspective and vice versa. Someone who can actually look at it, you know, look at the outside and say, hey, what you're looking for is right behind you or in front of you or to the side. You just can't see it because you've got those blinkers on. You know, it's so important. Like, hearing the story today, like, I knew this guy had passed away, but I didn't know how or why, and I guessed, but this kind of confirmed a lot of what I was thinking. And it just freaking blew me backwards, if I'm dead honest. Really blew me backwards. Is that a phrase? I don't know. But it's, you know, really took me to heart. And it's, you know, I've been spending a lot of time recently getting clear on my mission and what I'm trying to do and why we're doing this work. And I've just, it's like an energy has come over me. This is more important than I even realized. And guys, if you think any of these podcasts could help anyone, share it, get it out there, talk to people. Even don't share this podcast, just talk to people. If someone's, the challenge with us dyslexics is you cannot tell us what to do. I can't tell you do this. It'll just go through your ears, but I can share my experience. What I would say is share your experiences. Share what's working for you. Just even if it's something that you think is too small to share, share it. Talk to someone, a friend. You don't know who's going through these challenges. Very few people come out and say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Here's the time and place and location. It doesn't freaking happen. So you've got to be helping the people you don't think actually need help. Use that ability we have as dyslexics to actually emotionally feel when the energy's wrong in someone. Don't let it all go wrong. You know, do something. However little it is, it could be the game changer. You know, on that note, one thing I would share is one book I really love, and I'm really putting it out to the universe to get him on the podcast at some point, is Russell Brand. I'm a huge fan of his. He had the most amazing audiobook on the 12 steps that he went through around drug addiction. You know, Russell's definitely somewhere on the creative side. I don't know if he identifies with any of it these days, but he's definitely somewhere on the creative, right-brained bit out there. But he's doing some amazing work in trying to bring people together. And he wrote the most amazing book around the 12 steps around addiction, a new age version of it that's a bit more acceptable potentially to you know, people who are a bit more outside the box. He does swear a little bit, be aware of that, but it's in jest. He tries to add some fun to it to make it not seem so daunting, which it can at some points. You know, I found that book really helpful, just taking away little pieces, especially the first three chapters were big for me. So get it. Listen to it if you're struggling. If you know someone who is struggling, tell them to get it. Just get them to try it. Get them to listen to the first three chapters. If they don't like it, throw it away. But all I can say is my mission is stronger than ever. And, you know, if you can help one more person today, your life is worth something. Have an amazing week. I know this is a hard topic, but I couldn't stop myself sharing.